Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Borden, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about toxic bosses. Yeah, that's right, toxic bosses. See, there's a lot of you out there that have been working through this whole pandemic, whether you've been working at home, some of you have been going to your place of employment, others of you have been in a laid off status, and we know this because the unemployment rate was just, you know, doing terrible things. Now, watching the news today, I noticed that the unemployment rate is coming down, which is a good sign. It means Americans are going back to work, which is healthy for our economy. You know, we've got to fix the damage that was done by this pandemic to our economy. And getting back to work is one of those things that we can do to help bolster the economy. But some of you have a challenge. You've got a big challenge. You know, when you heard the words toxic boss, undoubtedly a certain someone came to mind. Almost everyone has had one or has been one at some point in their lives. Perhaps you know your boss is less than ideal, but you can't quite put a finger on what the problem is. What makes a bad leader can be elusive. You might not be able to define it. You just know it. So on today's show, what we're going to talk about are some of the signs of a toxic boss. You know, they're out there, and it's just the way it is. I will tell you, in my time in the military, I worked for some great leaders. I worked for some terrible leaders, too. These were people that were in positions of authority above me. They had responsibility to manage me, to manage my organizations. And I'll tell you what, the great ones really set themselves apart from the bad ones. And the bad ones tended to be toxic. And I'm sure that you're dealing with the same type of experience at your place of employment. Now, if you had been investing in real estate and you had developed passive income, and that passive income coming in was enough to meet or exceed your normal ordinary expenses, you could have retired yourself, in which case you could have made a decision as to whether or not you wanted to continue working at your workplace or not work at all, or find employment somewhere else, maybe doing something that was more pleasurable to you, or maybe working less hours, maybe going part-time. There's a myriad of things that you could do. But the key thing is this: passive income creates that catalyst so that you can make an informed choice. Now, if you don't have that passive income coming in, it's problematic. So what I'm going to recommend you do is you figure out how you develop that passive income. Now, I'll tell you, real estate is one of the primary drivers of passive income. That's one of the reasons I'm invested in real estate, is because it pays me every month. It pays me passively. It's a great thing. I get a check from my investments every month or every quarter, depending on the type of investment I'm in. It was that passive income that created the ability for me to walk away from my last job. You see, I worked for the city of San Antonio, and when I worked for them, I enjoyed the work I was doing. I was doing economic development, and I actually had a really great boss. She was wonderful. She did the things that good bosses do. But you know what I saw above her? I saw toxic leadership. I saw people that really weren't in the gets it club. They were focused on whatever they thought was important, and they had some bad leadership traits. So what I'm going to talk about today is some of those bad leadership traits that create a toxic boss. And I think the first one that comes to mind is just clear unprofessional behavior. It should come as no surprise that if your boss talks the talk but doesn't walk the walk, there is a leadership failure there. This might include blatant behavior such as, I'm going to say it, sexual harassment or cursing, or less subtle cues such as not making eye contact or constantly allowing for interruptions during a conversation. You know, like all of a sudden the phone goes off and they got to check their messages when they're having a one-on-one with you. I mean, just really, you couldn't wait like until I was out of the room? And if a boss does not have the discipline and the decorum to exhibit self-control and to treat others with dignity and respect, chances are you got it. They're a toxic boss. You might even be able to tell ahead of time while interviewing for a job. If unprofessional behavior is prevalent during the interview, consider it a warning sign. According to Anna Maravalis, she's the author of How to Reduce Workforce Conflict and Stress, she says this, and I quote, "These many moments are microcosms of your potential supervisor's style." So it might be an indication to you that maybe you should look elsewhere for work before you wind up taking a job where you're walking into a toxic environment. Now, there's another trait that these toxic bosses exhibit, and it's really just a lack of enthusiasm. You know, if a leader is not inspired to lead, those who follow can hardly be expected to have good attitudes. I mean, I saw that in the military. I saw that clear as day. You know, the morale of your troops was indicative of the morale of the leadership. If the leadership was in doom and gloom all of the time, they weren't enthusiastic about the mission, they were incapable of supporting the concept that we were moving forwards towards, it had a ripple effect on the morale of the unit. And that ripple effect was not a favorable one. You know, a toxic boss is disconnected from work. They're trudging through the day-to-day and giving off the impression that life is nothing but a giant chore. You know, this behavior has a toxic trickle-down effect, as I mentioned earlier, soon breathing a bad vapor into the culture of the workplace. You know, citing a Harvard Business Review finding, USA Today writer Erica Ross said this. She said, "Again and again, failed leaders were described by their colleagues as unenthusiastic and passive. This was, in fact, the most noticeable of all their failings." I'll tell you what, a lack of enthusiasm is a big danger sign that you've got a toxic boss. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into some more of these bad behavioral traits of toxic bosses, because you might have one.
Del Walmsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
So we're talking about the signs of a toxic boss, and in the last segment I was talking about a lack of enthusiasm. And before I go on, I've got one other point I want to bring up about that with regards to toxicity. A leader's lack of enthusiasm can drain a company's productivity. I mean, that's just the way it is. The boss must set the tone and goals. And if your boss isn't enthusiastic about work, chances are other problems will start developing as a result. And you can't expect a toxic boss to handle all of that very well. You just can't. It's just the way it is. Now, another sign of bad behavior when it comes to a toxic boss is something called deaf ears. You know, leaders who don't listen to their employees are just flat out toxic bosses. While the responsibility of decision making still falls on their shoulders and they may not decide to act on your input, acknowledging the ideas of employees should be a top priority for a good boss. I mean, after all, everybody can't have all the right answers at all the right times. That's why you put
quality people around you. I mean, that's part of the reason that we surround ourselves with quality people as we build our teams to do real estate. Oh, wait a minute. That would make us a boss, wouldn't it? Think about it. This toxic boss thing could apply to you if you're doing real estate investing and you're building a team to support your real estate empire. You are a boss. So think about that. Leaders that do listen are not as common as they should be. You know, there was a study done by the Society for Human Resource Management that found that only 37% of polled employees were happy about how their ideas were received by their supervisors. And one of the reasons for this problem is that toxic bosses have a lack of consideration for other people. That's right, you heard me say it. A boss who doesn't respect how others feel is not someone you want to work for. You want to work in an environment where your ideas are taken seriously and your intellect is valued. A toxic boss does none of these things, and in fact, may be looking to let you go. Now think about that for a minute. You know, that toxic boss might have you in his or her crosshairs, may be looking to just help you exit the company. I've seen it happen. I know you've seen it happen. Another toxic boss behavior, and this one drives me absolutely bananas, is when they feel that they're never wrong. They are never, ever, ever wrong. They don't do anything wrong. They're just perfect people, right? Well, you know, that's another reason for toxic leadership. It's not listening to your input and thinking that they know everything. Can you tell I'm just getting ramped up and riled up? You know, Forbes contributor Mike Myatt warns of the know-it-all, saying this. He says, the best leaders are acutely aware of how much they don't know. They have no need to be the smartest person in the room, but have the unyielding desire to learn from others. That's the way I was when I was in the military. I mean, I didn't have all the right answers. I didn't have all the right ideas. But I'll tell you what, I had surrounded myself with quality leaders below me that could collaborate, could come up with some of these great solutions and present those solutions to me for consideration. And many times I addressed those solutions by taking them on, because at the end of the day, I wasn't perfect. I'm still not perfect. And I'm not always right. Just ask my wife. She'll tell you I'm not always right. You know, a toxic boss doesn't encourage a culture of idea sharing. They don't. And that is an environment in which you don't want to work for the rest of your life. You don't want to be there. You need to start thinking about an exit strategy. And good leaders know how to take advice from the experts in the business. In reality, their job is to facilitate teamwork between people who specialize in different areas. A boss who thinks he or she specializes in all areas and always has to be right will eventually sink the business ship, and they'll do it really, really quickly. So, I mentioned exit strategy. One of the ways that you can exit out of a toxic work environment is, well, you could quit. But another way you could exit is to have passive income coming in from real estate that gives you the ability to quit or the ability to change jobs without having to worry about the financial catastrophe that a loss of job could bring. You know, I don't know how long it takes for people in the corporate sector to get reemployed when they are either let go or, you know, they're terminated. I can't imagine that it happens really quickly. I know from my experience, when the Army let me go and they basically said it was time for me to retire because it was time for me to retire. I mean, I had met all of the gates and things that were required. Even though they had selected me for promotion, there was no position to promote me into. So as a result of that, I was selected for retirement and I was let go. And it took me 10 months to find employment. I went through a financial catastrophe, as I've mentioned on this show previously. It was tough. And if I had passive income coming in, now granted, I had a pension during that time period, but it only paid me one third of what I was making when I was serving on active duty. And it didn't cover all of my expenses. It didn't cover my living costs. So as a result, I started burning through savings. I started taking out loans on vehicles that were free and clear. And I did the ultimate bad thing, I started taking out cash advances on my credit cards. And fortunately, 10 months later, I finally found employment. Oh, and by the way, while all that was going on, I got cancer, not once, but I got it twice. Now I'm in full remission. The cancer is not present in my body. But I'll tell you what, going through that financial catastrophe coupled with medical problems on top of it, you want to talk about a kick in the teeth? I was dealing with a kick in the teeth. If you're in a position like that where you can't afford to be let go, or you're going to face some kind of financial catastrophe, if you are let go, then you need to start thinking about real estate and the fact that it can provide that passive income you need in order to sustain yourself. If you are working for a toxic boss, you could walk away and not be harmed. You could have enough money coming in to support your expenses so that if you didn't find a job right away, it wouldn't be doom and gloom for you. Now, let's get back into these bad behaviors that toxic bosses have. Bad leaders settle for less, and they don't strive to make forward progress. Toxic bosses look at your work and ask for more of the same, and even say you're doing too much. A Gallup poll entitled "Employees Want a Lot More from Their Managers" found that less than one-third of Americans are engaged in their jobs in any given year. And a failure to inspire is a failure to lead. And if your toxic boss doesn't require excellence, your company will never be excellent. Think about that for a minute. We'll be back right after this.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
And as a reminder, my name is Al Gordon, and I'm here talking about toxic bosses. You know, during the break, I had a moment to just kind of sit back and reflect a little bit on some of the different bosses that I've had. And I'll tell you, I've had some great ones. I really have. I've had some phenomenal leaders in my life. And in the military, there were some bad ones too. I mean, it just kind of comes with the territory. But I would tell you this, the majority of my leaders, the majority of my bosses were not toxic bosses. They were in the what I call the gets it club. Now, when I went to work for the city of San Antonio, man, I'll tell you what, that became a completely different animal. There were people there that were just toxic. And we're going to talk about some of the things that they did right now. You know, I think one of the things that drives me absolutely bananas is the fact that toxic bosses take credit for things, but they don't take any responsibility. And this is perhaps, in my opinion, the most egregious sin a toxic boss can commit. The conflict is age old and unfortunately very prevalent in the workplace. Your hard work on a project, when you submit it and you expect at least an affirmation from your boss on a job well done, and what you only find is that he or she took the credit for all of your work. Yeah, your boss might be taking credit for your work for a variety of reasons, though. If your boss feels threatened by your performance, he or she might take credit out of feelings of inferiority. Perhaps your boss is trying to look good for his or her own supervisors, lazily stealing your work for a promotion. Or maybe your boss is just an egotistical jerk seeking all the work done by you as technically his or her own possession. On the other hand, a toxic boss will be the first to blame you for his or her failures. Did your company not reach its quarterly goals? A toxic boss will point the finger at you instead of encouraging excellence. And according to Bamboo HR survey, a survey done by Bamboo HR, as many as 20% of those surveyed thought that management passed the buck was when they passed the buck was a deal breaker that would make them want to leave their current jobs. A leader that shifts the blame to those he leads is ineffective and will be counterproductive to the organization. We're going to talk about one of the behavioral traits of a toxic leader right now that I think tops the fact that, you know, I hate the fact that people take credit and not responsibility for things when they're bosses. Micromanaging. Yeah. Micromanagers absolutely take the cake in my book. I cannot stand them at all. A boss who looks over your shoulder constantly or insists on correcting minute portions of your work is a micromanager and a toxic boss. And whether they have reason for it or not, according to Forbes magazine, many bosses excuse micromanaging by saying they like to pay attention, get this, to the details. Really, dude? Really? Is that what's going on? But, you know, micromanaging stifles creativity and forces an atmosphere of paranoia. You may feel your supervisor doesn't trust you to complete tasks or that you can't do anything up to their standard. Micromanaging can be annoying. It can breed mistrust and discourage self-reliance. And I'll tell you what, it is just flat out a terrible leadership tactic. It can also take the form of your boss working with you. Your boss may think he or she is spending time in the trenches with his employees, but what they're really focusing on is not their own job, which is the heart of micromanaging. And Times' Jason Ewing states this, that bosses who spend too much time working on their employees' projects don't have the time to dedicate to actual tasks of leadership. Worse, they have difficulty stepping back from the work that their team does to take a position as a leader. Crazy stuff, isn't it? And I've mentioned it earlier in the show. If you've got a toxic boss, you're going to have to find an exit strategy. And finding that exit strategy may not be an easy task for you. In all perfect worlds, you would be able to find employment and then give your 2 weeks notice so that you can go to that new employment. That doesn't always work out for everyone. Sometimes that toxic leader cuts you off right at the heels and you find yourself in a financial catastrophe called being laid off. And I'll tell you, unemployment, even though it's paying better than unemployment has ever paid during this coronavirus situation, it's not going to meet or exceed your bills. I'm just here to tell you that. Here's another trait of toxic leaders: working too much. If your boss constantly shows up to work earlier than you and stays much later than you, it can create a toxic environment for everyone. While these bosses may think they're impressing their subordinates or the work simply has to be done this way, it can have negative effects. And according to Time magazine, Jason Ewing, who's a writer for them, says this, if you're always there early and working late, it becomes a barrier to your team approaching you. They don't want to trouble you with things because you're obviously too busy. They may also feel guilty for not going above and beyond when clearly you do so every day. Further, it can send a message that you don't trust your team. Clearly, you aren't willing to let them work without you present. Now, the takeaway from that is this: good leaders make time for their employees. Period. End of story. And I'll tell you what, I just got an email from Lifestyles Unlimited talking about an upcoming case study event. Case study is a cool opportunity for you to attend, and it's a members only event, but it's the only event that we do where members can invite guests. And since I'm a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, what I'd like to do is I'd like to make the offer to you to be a guest at our upcoming case study event. How do you get registered for this thing? Well, you can't technically get yourself registered for it, but what you can do is this. You can send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com, and say, hey, heard you on the radio. Can you get me connected with a case study? And what I will do for you is I'll make all the arrangements for you to get registered for our upcoming case study event. Now, we've got one on June 11th. That's 6 days from now. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be an incredible event. You know, we're doing everything via live webinars because normally we do these things in person, but we can't do them in person right now because of the whole coronavirus thing. And the leadership at Lifestyles Unlimited is cautious and they don't want to open up too soon. And I get that because they're not toxic leaders. They're in the Gitsit Club. So they're taking a cautious approach to getting everything reopened. But in the meantime, they have set the stage for us to be able to present content via the internet. And I'll tell you, we've been doing our free workshops that way. We've been doing our two-day financial freedom courses that way. We've been doing our multifamily road trips, our single-family road trips, our orientations. Everything that we would normally do in a physical setting, we are doing in a web-based setting. And it's working extremely well. So if you would like to be a guest of mine at this case study coming up next week, send me that email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. And what you're going to get is the ability to see all the benefits of the in-person training from the comfort of your own home. It's going to be fully interactive with real-time question and answers, and you'll even see live video streams of the educators and the presenters. And the presenters are not paid presenters. The presenters are members of the organization that are giving you feedback on deals that they've recently done. We usually have one person who's kind of a startup in the single family investment business. Maybe they've done one or two deals, and so they stand up and they give us feedback on how those deals went. And then we have another family stand up, and maybe they're a little bit more seasoned. Maybe they're working on deal four or five or six or more, or maybe they're going to present an entire portfolio. It just depends. And then after those two families have sat down, we bring up another membership family, and they talk about the recent multifamily deal that they have done. It is powerful, and you will learn a lot. So send me that email at askal@luinc.com.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid, and the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid, and they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. On today's show, we are talking about the signs of a toxic boss. You know, you've had them, I've had them. Hopefully you're not dealing with one right now. I know I'm not dealing with one right now. I've got exceptional leadership within the Lifestyles Unlimited team. And I'll tell you what, I am very thankful for the fact that none of them even can spell toxic. There are leaders out there. There are managers out there that absolutely can spell the word toxic, and they spell it in all capital letters like they're shouting at you. So we're talking about some of these different behavioral traits, and one that seems to come up quite frequently in the research that I did is the concept of gossiping. Nothing, and I repeat, nothing is more toxic than a gossiping boss. Supervisors who share other people's private information create a workplace filled with suspicion and distrust. In addition, they spread speculative rumors, which is just the exact opposite of what a true team leader should do. According to Lynn Taylor, who's the author of Tame Your Terrible Office Tyrant, a how-to to manage childish boss behavior and thrive in your job. Big, long title. She's got some good stuff, though. She says this: a gossiping boss points out that the consequence of gossip is alienating someone from the group. Bottom line is, your boss should be seeking to unite the team, not to exclude some of its members. It's just stinking thinking. And gossiping, it goes right back to character. A supervisor who participates in and encourages workplace gossip may have an unhealthy need to be at the center of attention, enjoying being the source of interest for the workplace. Or worse, They may use gossip as a tool for maintaining their power. Oh yeah, you've probably seen that. In either case, gossiping bosses don't focus on important matters. Instead, they perpetuate a toxic culture and an exchange of silly information for personal gain. There is no room for bosses that gossip because it makes them toxic, and they shouldn't be that way. Here's the last point I want to bring up. This is a behavior that may not appear on the surface to be toxic in nature because the way it's presented to you, it doesn't necessarily come across that way in the beginning. You know, everyone wants to be liked. Your boss is absolutely no different in that respect. And one sign that your boss is toxic, however, is evident when he or she is more of a friend than a supervisor, working at being liked more than striving to achieve your company's goals. According to Jason Ewing, he was that Time writer I quoted earlier, he goes on to say this. He says, good managers know when they need to be the bad guy. They know when they need to enforce discipline. When you hold your team accountable, they will respect you. Settling for being liked will leave your team in a horrible middle ground of performance where failures are tolerated and no one strives for excellence because of it. And if you have no respect for your boss because he or she is too friendly and you don't think that they'll really motivate anyone to excel, then there's toxicity at work. I'll tell you, toxic bosses drive me absolutely bananas. They do. Let me share with you something that happened to me when I was working for the city of San Antonio. Now, remember, I said I had a great boss, but everybody above her, up to the deputy city manager, was toxic. They were micromanagers. They were the kind of people that didn't want you to have any credit for any of the work done. But I'll tell you what, when something went wrong, boy, that shot right down the chain of command like nobody's business. It was terrible. I mean, it got to the point where I would write up a document for submission to the city council, and of course I would follow all the rules and best practices that the city put out, and I would push it to my boss, and she would make some editorial changes and things like that, constructive criticism to make the product better. So I'd make those changes, give it back to her, she'd give me the thumbs up, and we'd send it up the food chain. But I'll tell you, it would get to that deputy city manager, and he'd pull out his red pen. Now, he wouldn't do this during normal business hours. He would wait until like 6 or 7 o'clock at night. By the way, off-duty hours were at 5 p.m. We were supposed to be done and out of there by, actually it was 4:30 now that we used to work 7:45 to 4:30. Okay, so we were supposed to be out of there by 4:30, but because this guy would wait until the last minute to prepare anything for city council, all right, he would start looking at the documents and then he'd start redlining everything. Now, the crazy thing was, he was making suggestions, he was making comments, things that he wanted put it in there that had nothing to do with the basic document itself. It had nothing to do with the information that was being presented up to city council. All he wanted to do was to make sure that he took all the credit for everything and that all the blame shifted downward. So he'd fire this crap back down to us. It'd be like 7 or 8 o'clock at night, and we'd make the changes. It used to drive me crazy because he had a clerical staff that could have made those changes for him. Oh, they went home at 4:30. Well, he stayed late and made the rest of us stay late. What was the morale like for us? It was terrible. I could not wait to get out of the city of San Antonio. I could not wait. And I'll tell you what, it was because of my membership in Lifestyles Unlimited that the wheels started changing. They started turning. They started creating opportunities for me and for my family, for me to get out of that toxic work environment and into an environment that was much better, an environment that had no toxicity, an environment where I could perform well. You know, I actually wound up going to work for Lifestyles Unlimited, and I was a part of what we call our member services team. The member services team is probably one of the best teams I have ever worked for in all of my experiences, including some of those great teams that I've worked with in the military. Now, I guess what makes it a little bit better in the military is there's nobody out there trying to shoot me while I was doing my job. But I guess I have to paraphrase it as this, because I have to separate the military from the civilian lifestyle. My civilian lifestyle, I walked into a very toxic work environment, and I did not know how to get out. And I wasn't in a financial position to just walk away. I wasn't. By becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, by attending the two-day financial freedom course, and I attended it more than once. As a matter of fact, I think I'm on iteration number 7 right now. I have continued to attend that course because that course continues to open my eyes and expose me to the possibilities for me and my family with our investing business. It's because of those investments. It's not because I get anything from the city of San Antonio that makes my life any better. It's the investments that I have made based on the training that I received from Lifestyles Unlimited that was the game changer for me. It allowed me to walk away from that toxic work environment and not have to worry about going back into a toxic work environment. I know I keep saying that over and over, but you know what? I'm really trying to make a point to you. And the point is this: you have got to start doing something different, because what you have been doing is ineffective and it's not working. It's not working for you because you're mired down by a potential toxic leader that is controlling your life and making your life miserable. It shouldn't be that way. You should be able to go to your place of employment. You should be able to give 110% every day, because that's what we're supposed to do. That's just the way things are. But when you have that toxic leadership, it depresses you. It makes you not want to give 110%. It makes you want to do the minimum standard. And I'll tell you what, the minimum standard just doesn't get it done. And, you know, unless we're able to get rid of all these toxic leaders, and you can't, because here's the problem. You can go to HR, and HR is going to do what HR does. And do they solve the problem? Well, tell you, I saw at the city of San Antonio, people would go to HR about some of these types of situations, and you know what they got? They got browbeated. Like, why aren't you doing your job? So HR was part of the problem. Go figure. So I can't speak about the city of San Antonio now. I know the city manager has left. I know that deputy city manager that I wound up ultimately working for, he was basically shown the door, which was probably one of the better things that the city of San Antonio has done. And, you know, some of the people that I still know at the city of San Antonio, some of them say things have gotten better. Some of them say that things have not gotten better. The ones that say that things have not gotten better, guess what the common threat is for them? That's right. They have toxic leadership in place. If you want to break free, you can break free. The easiest way to do that is to attend one of our free workshops, and the easiest way to find one is go to this URL, freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.